Welcome to our service of Holy Communion from the Book of Common Prayer from St. Margaret's in Chipstead. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be opened, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee, and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray.
Almighty God, whose only Son has opened for us a new and living way into your presence, give us pure hearts and steadfast wills to worship you in spirit and in truth. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Today's reading is from the book of Genesis, starting chapter 1, verse 28, and can be found on page 4 in the New Pew Bibles. God blessed them and said to them, Be fruitful and increase in numbers. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish and the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth and all the birds of the sky and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And so it was. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The second reading is Psalm 96. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvellous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendour and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, all you families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendour of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. it cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let all the trees of the forest sing for joy. Let all creation rejoice before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We say the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
For today's notices, please check out the appropriate section of the website.
Good morning. Today we are going to talk about who do we worship? Who do we worship? Psalm 96. For great is the Lord, most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. That's gods with a small g. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. We worship God, who is indescribable. That makes for a very short sermon. But I thought we'd look at some words, and I was stimulated by the thought of words by reading the other day in a book, a word which I'd never heard of before, and it was, the word was phantasmagorical. I thought, what a wonderful word, phantasmagorical. It just sounds so nice, doesn't it? And then, and those, that's the meaning, phantasmagorical. It's great, isn't it? And then I was thinking of the word affreuse. Now, when I was a teenager, I did a French exchange, and my French exchange mother permed her hair one day. And now my French wasn't very good, and she came to me and said, Rachel, est-ce que c'est affreuse? And I thought, as I say, not speaking French very well, that the word affreuse sounded like frizzy. So I thought, well, yes, her hair is really frizzy. So I said, oui, oui, c'est très affreuse. And she looked at me a bit astounded and said, est-ce que c'est affreuse? And I said, with a smile on my face, oui, oui, c'est très affreuse. Thinking I was saying, yes, it's really frizzy, really curly. Little did I know, and I did look up afterwards, that the word affreuse means awful or dreadful. Awful. Now, our God is not awful, but he is awesome. He is awesome. Now, I think that word in the 1990s or the noughties got overused and everything was awesome. And we sing, and we still do sing that song, Our God is an Awesome God. And it's true, he's awesome. But that word got overused so much that it became belittled and things that were not awesome were called awesome. So what is a better word than awesome, if there is, in fact, a better word than awesome to describe our God? Extraordinary, magnificent, breathtaking, amazing, outstanding, imposing, wonderful, exceptional, remarkable. All those things are true of our God, but more. The point is, God is indescribable. Now, at university, before I studied medicine, I studied a degree called natural sciences. And I spent a whole year of that year learning about human biology and plant biology and biology of animals and biology of cells and biochemistry. And we went into fine, intricate details of how these things, these plants, these organisms are made. And not only that, but their cells and the structure of the cells. And not only of that, the molecules and how the molecules are formed into the microscopic, sub-microscopic level. Just incredible detail that you think only a creator God could have designed and thought this through. Psalm 139, for you created me in my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. But the reading today is from Genesis. Genesis 1, 31. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. Let's look to Genesis 1, verse 1 first. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And God said, let there be, verse 1, it says, God said, let there be light. And there was light. God spoke and things were formed. And probably there was a huge bang when he said, let there be light. Boom! And there was light. And God saw all that he had made and it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. So I thought I'd talk today about something I know very, very little about, but Wikipedia has been my friend and Google this week, helping me find out more about this. And if you want to hear more, then go to YouTube, Louis Giglio, and watch the indescribable video. It will blow your mind. I thought we'd go and look at some details and some information about the heavens and the earth and the universes that God has created. So this is a picture of the Milky Way. This is what Wikipedia tells me about the Milky Way. The Milky Way is a galaxy that includes our solar system. That means our sun and the planets that go around the sun. I think there are eight. There used to be nine, but one got downgraded because it was too small. And the Milky Way is described as the Milky Way because that's what it looks like when we're standing on the Earth, basically a hazy band of light seen in the night sky. And the Milky Way is estimated to contain up to 400 billion stars, okay? And the sun is one of those. And at least as many planets, probably more. Now in 1610, Galileo Galilei first resolved that the band of light that he calls the Milky Way was made of individual stars. But it wasn't until the 1920s that most astronomers thought that the Milky Way was the only universe. But then in the 1920s, Edwin Hubble and various other astronomers showed that the Milky Way is just one of many galaxies. Now, the Milky Way is a barred spiral galaxy with an estimated visible diameter of up to 200,000 light years. And recent simulations suggest that beyond those 200,000 light years distance, there is a dark matter disk containing also some visible stars, which may extend up to a diameter of almost 2 million light years. Now, my friends, what is a light year? The light year is a unit of length used to express astronomical distances and is equivalent to 9.46 trillion kilometres, and that in our old money is 5.88 trillion miles. That's pretty indescribable, unimaginable, phantasmagorical. I just love that word. I don't really know what it means, but it sounds good. The Milky Way is not just the only galaxy. There are several other galaxies, and in fact, it's the second largest galaxies in the local group of galaxies, which form part of the Virgo supercluster of galaxies, which is in itself a component of the Lanakea supercluster of galaxies. I think I've got a picture of that. That's the picture of all those bright spots are different galaxies, okay, of which one is the Milky Way galaxy, okay? And that is the Milky Way galaxy there, okay? Now, let's compare the relative size of our solar system, that's the sun and the planets, as we know them, to what we can think of in our head. So our solar system is the size of about a penny relative to the size of the whole of the North American continent. So we are about the size of a penny next to the size of the North American continent. Just remember, you can fly from New York East to San Francisco, Los Angeles West in about 5 hour flight. That's just the cross. Yeah, you're getting it. Little, big. Okay, and what's more, when we look at ourselves within the solar system, within the Milky Way galaxy, we are not even in the center of it. What do you mean? It doesn't revolve around us. No, it doesn't revolve around. So we are just in one of those little bands around the edge. In fact, we are a pale blue dot. Now, the pale blue dot is famous because there was a photograph taken of planet Earth in February 1990 by Voyager 1 space probe from a distance of about 3.7 billion miles. And in the photograph, Earth's apparent size is less than a pixel. And the planet appears as a tiny dot against the vastness of space. And Voyager 1, which has completed its primary mission and was leaving the solar system, was commanded by NASA to turn its camera round and take one last photo of the planet Earth. And the phrase, the pale blue dot, was coined by the astronomer Carl Sagan in his reflections on the photograph's significance and possibly our insignificance, which is documented in the book of the same name, The Pale Blue Dot. So what am I saying? We are small. Yes, we are small. Am I saying the God who made all these things is indescribable. Yes. Isaiah 40, to whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal? Says the Holy One. Lift your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls each of them by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. And you know what? Every second a new star is formed, God names each and every one of them. God is putting them there in space and naming them. Job 38, where were you when I laid the earth's foundations? Tell me if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. Who stretched a measuring line across it? Can you bind the beautiful Pleiades? That's a picture there. Can you loose the cords of Orion? He knows the name of Orion. Can you bring forth the constellations in their seasons or lead out the bear? And there's another star constellation with its cubs. Do you know the laws of the heavens? Can you set up God's dominion over the earth? We are on a planet that is a ball that rotates around a star, which is the sun, which is one of a billion, billion, billion stars. We have to right size God. He is bigger than anything we have ever seen or imagined. He is indescribable. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Psalm 8, when I consider the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him. And yet, he does care. He does know us and love us. Now let me tell you something even more out there, something even more extraordinary, something even more indescribable, something that will blow your mind even more. Jesus, Son of God, part of the triune God, made the universe and the stars and the planets and the pale blue dot that we call Earth. The maker of the whole wide universe, hanging on a cross of wood that he himself created. Philippians 2, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. John 3:16, because God so loved us, he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. That's in relationship with God who loves us and cares for us. Whoever believes in him is not condemned. God does not condemn us or treat us as our sins deserve, but in fact, as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for us who fear him, that as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our sins from us. And in 1 Peter 2, it says, he himself, that's Jesus Christ, bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. He has done it for us. He wants us to be in relationship with him. He loves us. He cares for us. Even though we are infinitesimally small, we are significant. He loves us. He sent his son, Jesus, to die for us, to pay the price so that we can come into a living and real relationship with him. That is what we call amazing grace. That is what we call extraordinary, awesome love. If you want to know more, please look into doing an Alpha course. And I do think at St. Margaret's we will plan to do another Alpha course in 2022. So we're just going to come into land now. This is the God who we worship, the awesome God, the creator of the Milky Way galaxy and all the other super galaxies, who made each and every one of the billions of billions of billions of stars and planets and knows them by name. And who also knows each one of us by name. He knows your name. He knows who you are. And he loves you. And he wants to be involved in your life. He wants to be in relationship with you. He wants to speak to you. He wants to wrap his loving arms around you and to hold you where you're hurting and to heal you. And to shelter you and protect you and watch over you and save you. Love so amazing, so divine. It demands my life, my soul, my all. This is who we worship. Amen.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Whosoever hath this world's good and seeth his brother hath need and shutteth up his compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? If as part of your discipleship you wish to make a gift to the work of the church, this is also available on the website. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ Church militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-loving God, who by thy holy apostle hast taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all men, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth unity and concord. And grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save and defend all Christian kings, princes and governors, especially thy servant Elizabeth, our queen, that under her we may be godly and quietly governed, and grant unto her whole council and to all that are put in authority under her that they may truly and impartially minister justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests and deacons, that they may both by their life and doctrine set forth thy true and lively word and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people give thy heavenly grace, especially to this congregation here present, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. We also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace, so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate.
Amen.
Ye that do earnestly and repent you of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbours, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make your humble confession to Almighty God. Almighty God,
Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we, from time to time, most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us. The burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, for thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honour and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. Hear also what St. Paul saith. This is a true saying, and worthy of all men to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty, everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord Most High. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
We do not presume to come to this thy table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness. But in thy manifold and great mercies, we are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table. But thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us.
Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thy only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself, once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these, thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many, for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it, in remembrance of me.
Amen. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, grant us thy peace.
The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed on him in thy heart by faith, with thanksgiving.
Amen.
As our Saviour Christ hath commanded and taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee for that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us, who have duly received these holy mysteries, with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favour and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, which is the blessed company of all thy faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom, by the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son. And we most humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship, and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honour and glory, world without end.
Amen.
Glory be to God on high,
and in earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. In the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.